Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
He is Mr. ROH, Roderick Strong. Who better to talk to when it comes to all the affairs of the Ring of Honor? Now that the word is out there, Ring of Honor has signed a deal with Destination America beginning next Wednesday, June 3rd, where Ring of Honor will be on Destination America, national cable, 8 o'clock Eastern every week for at least the next 26 weeks. So how's everything going, Roderick?
It's going good, man. It's going good. Just getting stuff ready for a big Ring of Honor weekend in Amarillo, Texas, and Oklahoma City. So
I wanted to ask you something about the show in Oklahoma City. Is that at a fair?
That I actually don't know. I don't have the details, but I don't know.
I was looking at that, and I was like, oh, my goodness, are they doing a show at a fair? It says Oklahoma State Fair Park.
So it may just be like a fairground.
Okay, that's good. Because otherwise, yeah. I was curious. Because, I mean, I would think that the crowd at a fair could be quite different than an audience at a lot of other places.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely, but that would be pretty interesting, a good mix of, you know, people that watch our product and then people that haven't seen it. So,
well, that's when you can really have some fun with the audience.
Oh, I agree 100%.
So where were you and how did you find out about the deal with Destination America?
I was at the gym, and, you know, I got a text from somebody, and, you know, just kind of saying, hey, promote this. And I was like, okay. Like, I had no idea, you know, what was going on. And the funny thing is I still really don't. I mean, it's very vague. And it came out of nowhere for us, you know, the talent. But, I mean, it's very, very exciting. And everyone seems to be pretty jazzed about it.
It came out of left field for everybody because I was sitting around yesterday and looked over my Twitter feed while I was at work, and I saw a tweet from Destination America that says Ring of Honor coming to Destination America June 3rd, and I did a double take. And then there were people all over the place thinking, this is a joke. Somebody's pulling a scam. Somebody's hacked an account. And next thing you know, there was a press release that was sent out, and I was like, this is not a joke. And I started seeing yourself and other people from Ring of Honor tweeting out official pictures of yourself with, you know, Destination America in the background, their logo, saying, hey, June 3rd, Ring of Honor comes to Destination America. So it's kind of crazy the way it all came together, it sounds like.
No, I agree. And it's funny, I had quite a few people ask me if my account was hacked, too. Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of, man, it was just one of those things that was, you know, I don't know. I assume they've been working on it for a while, and just the timing of it, you know, with everything, with our momentum that we have as a company, I just don't think the timing could be more perfect for it to open up, you know, more eyes to our product, because we're just really getting started, I feel. So the first, you know, the first half of the year has been great, but I think the second half is going to be even better.
Well, that's the thing right now, is all the buzz that's going on about Ring of Honor right now. There's a lot of buzz going on, I think, when it comes to the wrestling industry, especially with a couple of different promotions, and Ring of Honor is one of them right now. And, you know, following the momentum of, you know, the first half of the year, like you said, and the recent shows where the guys from New Japan were over and everything, and now getting on national TV, it's the same show that's already being broadcast on Sinclair, but there's a lot of people in a lot of different markets that can't get it. And now you're going to be on a cable channel that's going to be in, what, 40 or 50 million homes. And Wednesday night's a pretty good night for wrestling, too, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to pick from, and I think everything's a little bit different. And, you know, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. You know, you have all these options now. And I'm excited the fact that, you know, people that would have to, like, track down our programming online because we weren't in their city are going to be able to set their DVR and, you know, just relax at their home and watch it and make Wednesday night a great wrestling night. And I think Ring of Honor is going to really, you know, make a big impact on these Wednesday nights.
Well, it's funny you say impact because that's the show that you're butted right up against. What's the thoughts about being the lead-in for TNA?
I mean, we're completely two different products, man, and really no thought on that. I'm just excited that we have this opportunity to showcase exactly what we are, and that's the best wrestling in the world.
And that's the thing that I agree with is that, you could put it under the same umbrella when it comes to professional wrestling, but it really is two vastly different shows. And, you know, there's definitely a crossover audience, but for people that haven't got an opportunity to watch a lot of Ring of Honor, you know, and are really interested in just seeing, you know, action, Ring of Honor is going to be so much different than what they've seen, you know, when it comes to Impact and even the Raw in a lot of instances.
Yeah, I completely agree when it comes to that. And that's something Ring of Honor has always been known for. And, you know, I feel at this point, the last year and a half, you know, 2 years, we've been slowly but surely gaining momentum, and the company's adjusted to television, and the guys have, you know, they're still adjusting because improvements can always be made in making our product as highlighted as it possibly can be for television, because it is different when you're filming for that than at a live event or at a pay-per-view. So, I say, you know, I keep going back to it, but the timing couldn't be better.
What's the one thing you think Ring of Honor could invest in a little bit to improve the product? Because to me, I think a little bit better production value would take it a long way.
Yeah, you know, everyone keeps saying that, and that's something that they've improved on, but that's going to take time. I mean, that costs a lot of money. And I think Sinclair has really taken the right steps, and they haven't tried to leap, you know, blindly into anything. And I think that's something that's been great for us. And, you know, I know everyone, you know, the company's taken a bunch of slack for it. But, you know, they've made decisions that have put us in a position where now we're debuting on national television June 3rd at 8 p.m. And look at us now, you know. I just think in time it'll be exactly where it needs to be. But they're learning right along with everybody else on how to make this the best product, you know, through presentation and through in-ring, you know, just like we all are.
So that means you've got to be on your best behavior now, Roddy. Now you're going to be on national TV, right?
I'm always on my best behavior.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I can just hear it in your laugh about best behavior and the way that you laugh about it. So I don't know if I necessarily believe you, but it's funny that you say that about taking the, you know, the small steps, because how many times have we seen that in the wrestling business where somebody has gotten all gung-ho? And you understand it, you know, that they got big aspirations, but you leap before you walk, and next thing you know, you got a major problem. And this is something about the long term. And when it comes to Ring of Honor now, I mean, it's been a hot promotion. It's been talked about a lot, you know, several years ago. It's still been around. It's been good, but it's getting on a roll again right now. And that's the whole thing, is just kind of, I guess, building that momentum and seeing exactly where this rides. You've got 26 weeks to make an impression now on national TV with Destination America.
Yeah, you know, and I just look at it because in my life I've grown up around, you know, a lot of dreamers and people with aspirations to do different things in their life, and just to see a lot of common mistakes and how relative it is to what Sinclair has been doing, you know, because they've had a vision. And I think a lot of people have these expectations of them dropping just uncanny amounts of money into Ring of Honor and just saying F it and just, you know, whatever. And I think the approach they've taken has been perfect for how the product has improved. I think as the product's improved, the production's improved, the business side has a better understanding of what the product is. And I think all of it is going hand in hand, and you know, and it's you know, that's why 2015, the end of 2014, 2015 has been unbelievable, and we've showcased, we've had fantastic improvements in live event houses and TV tapings and pay-per-views, and great.
And I think right now when you look at it, you don't know if it's fair to compare against some of the classes from years gone by, but Ring of Honor, when it comes to overall talent, I think you guys probably have as much talent on the roster right now than you've ever had, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very talented group. It is a very talented group. And there's, you know, just like in the early years, I mean, it varies. Not everyone's the same. And I think that's something that's really helped the product continue to stand out, is there are different people, you know, different types of wrestlers, just a little bit of everything there.
I believe you started with Ring of Honor in 2003. What was it like the first time you walked into the locker room there?
I mean, the first time I walked into the locker room, I was super nervous / excited / you know, scared. I mean, I walked right past Gabe. I didn't even see him. Like, I was so, like, tunnel vision, like, oh, my God, I have to get ready for this match. And it was interesting to see that it was a family. Being an outsider, like, looking in and just seeing how everyone kind of looked out for each other, but everyone also was looking out for themselves. And, you know, that was the biggest thing I saw. I mean, you know, people that approached me after my match with advice or, you know, whatever. And just seeing that, you know, across the board with the roster. I mean, it's just pretty interesting to think about, you know, when I came, you know, when I had my first opportunity to work for them and where they were, and then just to see this now where we're going is unreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty incredible to see where it was, see where it is now, and to know that you've been with them for more than a decade now, which it seems like for anybody to be a part of any kind of wrestling group for a decade straight is crazy in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And the fact that I've basically been able to grow up in Ring of Honor, just, you know, not only as a wrestler but as a human, is pretty wild. You know, to be in the position I'm in right now and just looking at everything and being able to give my opinion on certain things to certain people, it's like, you know, I just remember being a kid with a big dream, and you know, now I'm you know helping push this ship along to bigger and better things.
You're like in Swingers. You're all grown up.
grown up.
While you're standing on top of a table in the middle of the night, you know, with 4 plates of breakfast on the table.
That's it.
Yeah. So, you guys recently had the shows in Philly and Toronto with the guys from New Japan coming in there. What was it like not only facing those guys, but facing them here in the U.S., which I think a lot of people thought, you know, wondered if that would ever happen?
I mean, it was an unreal, you know, feeling and situation, I think. Eventually, it was inevitable that it was going to happen, where you have the two best wrestling companies in the world facing off, and just the fact that, you know, both sides wanted it to happen as bad as the other, I think, was for me the most surreal feeling, where it's like they're acknowledging our talent, we're acknowledging their talent, and both groups are going in there with something to prove to everybody, you know? And it was an amazing feeling, and it was just awesome to share the ring with those guys and, you know, push each other and, you know, try to prove who is the best in the world, you know, right now.
When you found out that some of the guys from New Japan were coming over here, did you lobby to face anyone in particular?
No. I actually had one time when they came last time, I said the one person that, I mean, obviously it's always been kind of like tweeted at me and mentioned to me, and, you know, just, you know, being a fan of wrestling, like Nakamura has always been like someone that, you know, people have wanted to see me face, and someone that I wanted to face. So when the opportunity came again for it, I think it was just something that was bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had worked with Tanahashi before in TNA, and I wanted to do it again, obviously.
Well, it's a different landscape.
Yeah, completely different. I mean, like I was saying, it was 9 years ago that we wrestled, and to, you know, to see what kind of wrestlers we are now and what kind of, like, Japanese legend he's grown into be, and just how amazing he is, and all that's kind of crazy. But,
well, you talk about crazy. The match that you guys did, I think it was the first night of the Global Wars, where it was the All-Stars against the Bullet Club. That match was insane, especially near the end. I don't even know how you guys put that together.
Yeah, it was definitely nuts. I mean, with that many people in there, it's a pretty complicated situation. But it seemed to work out. It was a lot of fun, and the crowd was super responsive. So, yeah. I mean, all four shows were amazing. I mean, I think they were a huge success for both companies and for the fans as well.
Oh, yeah. All four shows, I thought, were really good. You crushed it every night. What was it? You mentioned Nakamura. So what was it like getting in there with him, you know, in that stage, the anticipation, and not only for yourself, but probably for him as well, and obviously with the audience, a hyped-up crowd in Toronto. What was the atmosphere like?
It was exactly what you would want it to be. When we get it, you know, I feel for me personally, the more pressure I have, the better I perform. And, you know, when you talk about the fact that you have this matchup and you're looking forward to it, the feeling is nothing compared to when your music hits and you're in the ring, his music hits, he comes to the ring, and you're face to face, and it's about to go down. You know, and being in Toronto, which is a very passionate town for professional wrestling, and, you know, it just was one of those things where it's exactly what I wanted it to be. I wanted the people excited, and I wanted a lot of pressure on myself, and I wanted, you know, us to push each other. And I think, you know, the fans got what they wanted.
How much nervous energy do you have going into a match like that? Or is it something that you have, you might be a little bit more amped up for, but it's nothing, you know, off the scales, or it's something that you've grown accustomed to?
I mean, I get that nervous excitement, you know, like if it's like I go out there with something to prove, like I always go out there with something to prove, but it's a little bit higher, you know, level of going out there and just showing everybody that everything I've worked for and everything that I continue to work for is exactly where it needs to be. And I feel like I'm one of the best wrestlers in the world and I can wrestle anybody. So for me, it's just to prove. It's proving to myself. That's like that excitement. Like, here you go. Here's your opportunity. You know, you train hard. You prepare for these situations. It's either, you know, it's time to show up or shut up.
How much wrestling are you watching a week? Because you're a guy that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you sample just about everything possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really varies depending on the week and what I have going on. And, you know, I watch probably about 6 to 8 hours a week. I mean, that's about my limit because for me, I don't want to get too, I don't want to drown myself in it because, you know, I'm wrestling every weekend and I need to stay, you know, for me, I need to stay true to myself and kind of figuring out who I am as a wrestler. But I mean, I obviously watch wrestling because I love it. I mean, I'm extremely entertained by it, and I'm always trying to learn and improve.
So what are you doing in your downtime? Are you like painting or, you know, what else are you doing?
Man, I train, I listen to music, I try to be outdoors as much as possible. Currently I'm getting ready to move, so I'm trying to get everything set up for when the movers come on Monday to move me. I mean, it really varies, but I'm really just chill. I try to chill out and like calm myself as much as possible when I'm not training.
I can just see you sitting outside with a nice glass of wine, enjoying the breeze and, you know, looking at a piece of art that you're working on or something, right? Yeah.
That's it, right? Writing in my diary.
Yes, exactly. What are my deep thoughts for the day? Dear diary, today was a rough day.
That's it.
I don't ever want to hear you saying that. I don't need that thoughts when I'm thinking about you, man.
No. I'm a calm chaos, man. My brain goes crazy, but, you know, I try to be relaxed as possible. But that's why wrestling is such a great outlet for me, because it lets me be chaotic when I need to be.
So, especially with you living here in Florida, the reputation that you have, as talented as you are, your current, you know, deal with Ring of Honor and everything like that. Why hasn't NXT called you, or have they called you lately?
You know, no, they have not. And I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Well,
but my current, continue.
I was going to say, I'm going to start the buzz right now then, because we see what Samoa Joe is doing right now. And I don't think there's any reason, and I know he's kind of a test balloon, it seems like, but, you know, I think everything's going to work fine with how they're using him, whatever the exact details are. But obviously, he's working other shows, and he's going to be, well, right now, he's scheduled to work Ring of Honor on June 20th, and he's doing some NXT dates, and that seems something that maybe they would possibly try with other people. And when I thought about that, you're one of the first guys that I thought of that maybe that could work for.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what Joe is doing, but Joe's a pioneer. He's always got something up his sleeve. So I'm intrigued to see what his journey there is like, because it's pretty exciting to see him do what he's doing. And, you know, and for me, right now, my focus is just for June 19th. Obviously, this weekend's a big weekend, and then we have Collinsville and Nashville, but June 19th, in a number one contenders match against Moose and Michael Elgin. So I finally have an opportunity to earn a title shot, and that's where my main focus is right now.
About damn time.
Hey, timing's everything, and I feel I'm starting to hit, you know, my prime, and I'm ready to be world champion again.
Well, what's different about now when you talk about you feel like you're hitting your prime? What do you feel is different now than even a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
Just a better understanding of who I am as a wrestler. My training has changed and, you know, put me in a position where I'm in, you know, arguably the best shape of my life. And just mostly just understanding who I am as a wrestler. I mean, it, certain people get it quick. Certain people it takes X amount of time. And I think I really just took time and sat down and tried to figure out exactly who I am and, you know, what I bring to the table as a professional wrestler. And I think I'm getting a better understanding, and I'm trying to understand more and more every day so I can just be the best guy I can when I go out that curtain.
You know, I mentioned that deal that Joe has. It's just kind of a unique thing. Are you surprised that wrestling companies work that well together in this day and age? Because it seems like, I mean, NXT is definitely a different thing. Everybody has their own entity, but it's always kind of been like, I'm here, you're there, kind of a little bit separated in different quarters. And it almost feels now that, to some extent, we're getting back to some of the territories where it's like, okay, that's cool. You know, there might be a little restriction here or there, but, you know, this can benefit everybody.
Yeah, it's actually, it's pretty crazy to see, but I think with anything, and I said this before somewhere else, you know, what is old is new, and I think that kind of mentality is, you know, it's respectable. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't want, you know, the best talent in the world to kind of filter through everywhere to help your product, no matter who it is.
Absolutely.
And I think the fact that people are actually taking these risks are amazing. And I think wrestling in the next year to 2 years is going to be just unbelievable. I don't think people are really ready for where it's going to end up going.
Well, that's the thing, too, is there's so much talent that's out there. There's so many different opportunities to see where exactly it's going to go. And then it's cool to be able to say, I saw this guy with this group. And then, holy crap, he just showed up with this other group. And he's not going to be there maybe full time, but he's going to be there on a part-time basis. It's not like he's just making a one-off. And it's cool to see different guys pop up in different places. And just the cool factor that comes with it, I think everybody gets a buzz. It works for the talent. There's just a lot of positives that come out of it. I'm going to be interested in seeing where it goes, because I agree with you with what you just said about, you know, the next year or two. It's going to be very interesting to see all the different opportunities and where exactly it goes.
Yeah, completely. And, you know, I think it's pretty cool that, you know, someone like Samoa Joe was kind of at the front of that when he was, you know, one of the guys that really helped, you know, put Ring of Honor on the map as big, you know, and help build it to as big as it was before he left. So pretty interesting to see him kind of spearheading something else. So.
Well, cool. I would say, not that you need any suggestions, but I would follow that very closely if I were you, because I think that's something that fits right into what you're doing right now.
Hey, man, I'm down for anything. So I just want to, you know, do my job.
Oh, I'm tooting the Roderick Strong horn over here, man. Toot, toot. Come on. Trying to make it happen. One other thing before I let you go. So we're both living here in Florida. You hardly ever get an opportunity to wrestle in Florida. And it's not because you don't want to. It's just different shows here and Ring of Honor rarely comes here. What is it about the lack of really good quality groups here in Florida?
This past year, like the end of last year and then this year, I've obviously had a chance to wrestle in Florida a little bit more with Evolve and FIP.
Yeah.
But I think with anything, there's just, you know, there's too much bickering and there's, you know, I think everyone always thinks they're better than the other. So they try to, like, you know, cherry pick and they, you know, this is my talent and that's it. And there's not enough talent for that, you know, in Florida. And, they won't let other people work other places and reps, you know, getting out there and getting experience is the only way to get better. And I think the fact that, you know, a lot of these companies also don't bring in guys that are traveling the world and have a lot of experience and can bring some knowledge to the roster hurts it as well, you know, because when you're wrestling the same guys all the time and you're not getting any other experience, it's hard to move forward in your career and learn and try to become the best version of you that you possibly can, you know?
Yeah. Well, you keep up the great work, man. I know you've got, so we've got Ring of Honor Friday, Amarillo, then Saturday it's in Oklahoma City, then Sunday you're going to be working in New York City for Evolve, then Ring of Honor Collinsville, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, and then on the 19th of June, you're back in New York City for a couple shows there, including your match to be a number one contender there, the three-way, and everybody can follow you on Twitter. Just go to at Roderick Strong. Really tricky there.
And Instagram as well.
Oh, look at you. You're on Instagram. I do like that you had the Facebook post. You said, hey, guys, I'm going to be trying to update this a little bit more often. And I think you've had one post since then, and that was in April.
That's some serious procrastination on my behalf. But I do need to get better at that.
But you did plug your T-shirts. Your last post is your T-shirts that are up there.
Hey, my intentions were good.
Yes.
My intentions were good. But follow-up was poorly done.
Yeah, but you know what? You're on two of the big three when it comes to social media. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I just don't get enough likes on my Facebook page to really excite me. So if I get more likes on there, maybe I'll go there more often.
Yeah, and it seems like you're starting to get trolled on Twitter now by Ethan Carter, so look out. Look out for that guy. So, well, Roddy, I really appreciate the time, man. Keep up the great work. And looking forward to seeing you on national TV, Ring of Honor, coming to Destination America beginning next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, that being June 3rd. So really looking forward to it, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.